stuff and sing along at the time.
Now up jump the US representative. He's the one with tired eyes. Something for his son.
I think it's more of an approach to fate, because the Tempidorians are apparently capable of seeing everything at all points in time. If you pay attention to one of the earlier chapters, the Tempidorians, according to Billy, view a human with both a baby body and an adult body at the same time, regardless of how old they are. So that kind of connects into them being completely only seeing in fate, that they even know how they end the universe. And they don't do anything about it because they're just, it's always going to be that way.
Mm-hmm. I see it as more of like the French saying, c'est la vie, which means so it goes. Well, not so it goes. It means such is life. You can't really do much about it. It's just that. You just go with it.
So that would be part of being part of someone's fate and being stuck in time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So in that case, Kurt Vonnegut seems like throughout the book, he finds war being destructive and dehumanizing. So with that, Vonnegut's message, which seems to be that man succumbs to the horror and devastation of war, the consequences are grave and unchangeable. But that message isn't necessary that free will does not exist and everything is predetermined. The message is that war takes one's humanity and one's free will. Would you agree, or is it a different point to that?
I would kind of agree. I would say more of the fact that it, by dehumanization, it's just you're treated as a item. You're treated as a soldier, not a person. You're treated as an object of war. You're trained just to do this one thing, and that thing is to murder the other object.
In fact, that's actually how a lot of Marine and German tactics are. You're taught to be not a hero. You're forced for months over drill camp of, hey, you're going to do what you do because you're a soldier, not because you're about to be a hero. No. There are no heroes.
That's great. So then I guess, in my opinion, the loss of free will then comes to man's separation from his own humanity.
Mm-hmm. I would assume so, because Billy never really has these human moments. He always sees something as like a task.
I mean, he does have the one very few human moments, like whenever the horse battered and beaten from just their continuous use. He cries over that, yet through the rest of the book, even when people die or anything, he doesn't shed a tear.
Nor does he ever experience any like natural human things, like the scene where he walks in, where him and like two other soldiers walk in on the, I think they're like the girls in the showers. They don't react. They're just like, oh, wrong door.
Mm-hmm.
In our last episode, we left with a question. Does the argument of humanity even matter as for the fact that they are fictional characters with no way to voice their opinions?
I guess that could bring up a good point of how the Tramplodorians see things, because if they can see things as like a total, maybe they even see their own universe like that. They're just the momentary pleasure of someone reading a book.
I think so, because as they said, they see the end of time and the beginning of time, and it's always the same, no matter what. It's repetitious. It's the exact same thing. They only see that. They see everything as a total, meaning. I completely lost track of where it was going. Either way, yeah, I agree with
Wyatt. Either way, we're out of time. We'll see you next episode where Lewis will talk about postmodernism.